Oscar 4, Uniform Whiskey Uniform. This is KO4 NUE. This is KO4 NUE. Clear.
Oscar 4 NUE, are you still there?
Still here. How are you doing? It's been a while since I've talked with you. Everything good with you?
Good with me. Thank you so very much for the QSL card.
Got it, and I hope you had a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Are you still studying CW?
Still in a Monday night class. I've got another instructor now, so a little bit different software as far as learning. But yes, I am still learning CW.
I'm glad. You just keep right on learning, because there's a lot to learn. But I haven't heard you in a while, and when I heard your call come through, I just said, hey, let me drop in for a second and make sure you had a happy New Year and a good Christmas, and just wanted to drop by and say hello to you. So we had a good Christmas at the house. The kids came and they brought their fiancés and girlfriends, and they came and all spent the night Christmas Eve, and we just had a good Christmas, you know. First year that the kids have left the house, so it was good to have them back.
Glad you and your wife and your family all had a Merry Christmas, and I'm hoping you had a good New Year too. And I'm going to get you a QSL card back. I'm still learning how to do that. Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform with the Uniform.
KO4 Uniform Whiskey Uniform. This is KO4 NUE. It's a pleasure talking to you, Miss Jan. And you have a wonderful evening. 73s to you. And you just keep on learning, because you're doing a great job. So, KO4 NUE, I'll be clear with you, ma'am. You have a wonderful evening.
And Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform with the Uniform, 73, clear.
KO4 RMM, Mobile and Monitoring.
At LK Mobile.
NUE.
KO4 ZLK, KO4 NUE. How you two gentlemen doing this lovely Tuesday afternoon? Happy New Year to both of you.
Okay, Happy New Year to you too, Kurt. Just wanted to say hello. And looks like you went fishing and you caught two of us. Go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, well, you know, that happens, you know. That's what happens when you drop your line in the water. So, but yeah, I just wanted to drop by and heard Kurt pop in there, and I hadn't talked with him in a while, so just want to say hello to the both of y'all. And is your new year getting off to a good start?
KO4 RMM, it surely is. I've got a lot of things to be thankful for. My one liner of the day is, I haven't spoken to you since last year. Ha, ha, ha.
Good. Pretty good there, Kurt. I'm going to let you guys have it. I just wanted to say hello. I'm out at my next pickup point. Pick it up, Chad. N4ZLK, 73.
Sir, have a safe trip. All right, Kurt. So what you been up to, bud?
Well, I'm not a whole lot different than what I was up to in the latter part of 2021, doing some projects around the house, trying to get a couple of copper antennas up on the chimney. Gonna do a solder job on my long wire for my short wave, and trying to hunt a deal for a base station.
Well, don't put too many antennas around that chimney now. Santa Claus won't be able to get down the chimney.
It's been bypassing my house for years, so as far as I'm concerned, he can just work around them. So, KO4NUE, from your comments, it sounds like you had a great Christmas with family all around and boyfriends and girlfriends and whatnot.
You're laughing about, you know, not being good for Christmas, but hey, you know, we all got a little streak in us, I guess. But yeah, we did. We had a good Christmas. How do I word this? Kids came and stayed for a couple of days, and I love my kids, but boy, it sure was quiet when they left, if you know what I mean.
Check on that, Chad. So I'm talking on this beautiful ICOM here. I'm in the Honda, and I'm chauffeuring the wife out to PetSmart for some special prescription, highly overpriced dog food is what I'm into at the moment.
You know, I've got two dogs in the house, and, you know, they're part of the family, too. And mine, I've got a big golden that stays in the house. He's, I don't know, probably, I'd say about 80 pounds. He's a pretty big boy. And I have to be real careful what I feed him because he gets some pretty bad flatulence if I'm not careful. So I don't mind paying a little extra for the food. It just makes things a whole lot more peaceful in the house.
KO4NUE, KO4RMM, I understand completely, Captain. I've got two, and they are more or less our children. They're family members. I've got about a 3.5-year-old Catahoula hound. He runs between 80 and 85 pounds, and I have about a 40, 50-pound beagle / plot hound, and they're a pair. And they're both spoiled, and they get the best of everything.
Well, look at it this way: you get to spend the afternoon with your wife going to PetSmart because of them. So that's not a bad thing, right?
Oh, it's a real pleasure, and she's right here next to me, and I got her to where she's now asking me about the radio and. She asked me today if there'd be any interesting people on the radio today during our errand. I just had to chuckle.
Yeah, so let me be the first to tell her that she's sitting right beside one of them in the car.
I can only imagine. Speaking of interesting, did you happen to make it to the virtual meeting last night?
In for maybe 20 minutes, and then we had to do a net call on our local club there, and we had to duck on out. But so what's it? Well, let me put it this way. So yeah, I was there for 20 minutes and had to leave. But tell your wife that. My wife is, she's gone and got her amateur radio license. Her call sign is KO4RYP. And in the Tryon area, we've got three female members that they get on the club repeater, and they're just, you know, very interesting, and two of them have become net controllers. So, you know, just like to encourage her to, hey, maybe go get her license and check it out. I mean, it's, you know, it's, there's all kind of interesting people.
Absolutely, A-plus on all that, Chad. I think she really likes it because it's a whole lot easier to get me out of the house and run errands now I got this this mobile in the car. It puts a whole different spin on being out and about. It, you know, it's almost like putting the finger in the eye of all this traffic and congestion. As long as you can listen and talk, you know, on the repeater, it's a whole new world. And as I'm studying for my general now, I look forward to getting that. We get on the HF and learn some CW there. It's just going to get better and better.
But you're right. So I took the test about a month ago to be a VE. So I go down to the Red Cross building and help with the testing. I don't do a whole lot. I'm just kind of there. But when you get ready to take your general, hey, give me a call. I would absolutely love to have my signature on your CSCE card. I would love it. But, you know, just let me know, and we'll look forward to seeing you down there.
Definite, my man. That is a definite. Might as well etch it in stone. I will be giving you a call ahead of time, and we will make that happen. And my ears are wide open for any advice you have on studying and learning CW. Is that something that we all need? I think, you know, if you're old school and I'm old school, I think that's something I should know and be proficient at.
I think there's a lot of aspects to this hobby that, you know, you can do digital modes, you can do CW, voice modes, weak signal propagation, satellite. I mean, it's almost kind of endless, you know, the things you can learn and do with it. And each new thing you learn, you get to meet a different group of people that's, you know, trying to figure all that out, and you really become proficient at the radio, and it's a lot to take in. I have yet to figure out why they call this amateur radio, because there's nothing amateur about it. There's just so much to learn, and I just really enjoying the hobby right now. But I tell you, man, if you want to do CW, then you go right ahead and do it. I don't think there's anything need to stop you.
You on that bit about being quote unquote amateur? I think maybe they ought to change amateur to UP, uncompensated professional. Maybe that would be more apt, because you know, I learned early in life, you know, whenever available, always slap the newbie tag on your forehead and let everybody know you're the new guy, you know, and be humble and listen and try to learn from others around you. And that's what I'm doing, because I feel like I know the least of anybody on this repeater so far from what I hear. As far as I'm concerned, you're all my Elmers.
Everybody's got to wear the tag, but, you know, eventually you get to where, you know, you can take it off and put another one on, and that's what it's all about. So, but anyway, Kurt, I'm up here at deer camp, and I've got my potatoes over here boiling on the wood stove. I'm gonna make me some salmon stew. And I need to go ahead and give that some attention and stoke the fire up a little bit. But tell your bride it was a pleasure meeting her, and always a pleasure talking to you, Kurt. So with that said, I'll be KO4NUE, and 73's to you, and I'll be clear on your final, sir.
You should have told me you had that stew on the fire earlier. I'd have let you go instead of talking your ear off. Man, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear you're out at that special place. So So give that stew a stir for me, if you would. And true pleasure hearing your voice and talking to you. I owe you a nod every time I key the mic on this unit here, Chad. And the wife knows all about you now. I've sung your praises, and she knows exactly who you are, and that's a credit. So enjoy the rest of your time out there at that deer camp. Just enjoy that stew, and I'm 73, show me clear, talk to you again real soon. KO4RMM, mobile and monitoring.
4CBA, KN4VWA. KB4CBA, KN4VWA.
4VWA, this is KO4RMM mobile.
KMM, K4VWA, what's happening, big guy? I can't recall your first name right off the bat. This is Steve on this end.
I'm still trying to put first names to call signs, so I'm in the same boat there, man. This is Kurt and Steve, and you'll have to forgive me in advance if I make the same mistake for a couple more months until my slow cognition finally catches on. But I'm trying. I am driving through Taylor's here with my lovely bride. We're coming back from PetSmart. Headed towards Brush Creek Road on Taylor's Road.
At my old stomping ground, considering I used to live at Wellington Green over off of East North Street, and I went to Eastside High School.
So Eastsider, how about that? I went to Eastside as well. I'm going to be coming up next to that real soon here. I'm class of 91. You know, they got a new building now since I graduated, and I'm sure everything else is new as well over there.
We're talking to you because I was telling you that I was there the day the doors opened in 70, and I graduated in 73. I was the third graduating class out of there. And you're right. The only thing that's left from the school that we attended is the gym and the auditorium with the stage.
Yeah, those things are still there. I'm sure they've probably got plans on their renovation as we speak. Is the football field still in the same place?
Still the same place, but we originally started off with little concrete pillars and footers and wood bleachers. Now they got those nice aluminum bleachers in there. They're real nice. So but we had a double in there. Go ahead, contact. Jump in there. Who we got? I thought we had a double in there. Apparently I'm wrong. It may have been over on my other VFO for White Oak Mountain. So it'll sound like a double from time to time. So anyhow, yeah, man, that's all that's left over is the auditorium and the gym. And I spent a lot of fun time in that area.
Steve, with you there, we had the same concrete footings and wooden bleachers until about halfway through beginning of my junior year is when they got those first, the upgrade, the home side of the football field, turned it into a stadium-like atmosphere. Of course, I had a lot of great times there and a lot of great times at the gym. Saw a lot of really good basketball games. Haven't really kept up with them lately, but maybe I can blend that back into my life somehow, some way.
Frustration, remember me, but I played a little bit of football. Didn't play basketball. Me and a bunch of the guys would go and watch the football, the basketball games. They told us you're uninvited to any more basketball games. I wonder if that banner's still holding place today.
It's probably safe to come, to resurface and take another look around now. I think enough. the, what do they call that, the statute of limitations, I believe, has probably expired on that, my friend.
I hope so. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, me and a bunch of the guys, see, I'm 6'4". Well, we had lunch today, as a matter of fact. A bunch of us graduated together. The other one, he's about my size. He's a big old fella. And he's growing a beard, so we called him the Wookiee today. And we'd all get together up in the very top of those bleachers up there, and we'd start cheering for the Eagles and cheering for the other team in less than socially acceptable manner they did not appreciate. So we were invited to leave.
Showed up with a checkbook, they'd let you come back in for ZLK.
You know that to be true. Yep. Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, the boy that was in the class right behind me is getting inducted into the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame from Eastside. He was one class right behind me, and he was telling me today that they're having a little ceremony for him. Let's see. What are they doing? January 29th, and they're doing it at, he better send me that text and let me know when and where that's going to be, because he wanted me to come. That'll be kind of interesting.
What are you talking about here? Are you obliged to say?
Well, he wouldn't care. He wouldn't care. His name is David Granger. His dad was a Greenville News photographer for many years, and let's see, what else can I tell you about him? Yeah, he played football under old Carlisle. I would imagine Carlisle was still the head football coach there when you were there, wasn't he?
He was there before I got there, and he was still coaching after I left. I knew both him and his wife, and they ran an awards company on the side where they produced trophies and certificates and plaques and what have you. But, oh, yeah, old Carlisle, he is a legend, no doubt about it.
He definitely took Eastside to their first state championship. I don't know how many state championships they've got since then. I don't think it's that many, but you know, it's a relatively medium-sized school, so it's not like Spartanburg or Dorman, the mega schools. But he did a good job over there. He coached them. He did good on that.
Unless I've lived in a cave, I think it's still one. It, as far as football championships go, I hope I'm wrong, but the last I checked, we still only have one football championship. I will say the baseball team finally rose up and won a state championship, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago. I played baseball there. I didn't play either football or basketball. I was advised by an uncle of mine to not play football if my first love was baseball, which it was. So I took his advice and ended up tearing all the ligaments in my left ankle and playing church basketball the night before the first baseball practice of the season, and proceeded to miss my entire sophomore year of baseball. So I should have taken his advice and just gone ahead and played football.
I love football, and I love baseball. Baseball was my game, man. I tell you what, I had a little bit of speed. I was a tight end and a wide receiver when I played football, and I was in right field, and at that time I was quick enough on the size of the field that we played, I could cover all of right field and about 40%, almost 50% of center.
Must have definitely had some legs on you, being 6'4". You probably covered a lot of area. You're probably the Gary Maddox Club, if you remember him back in the day, center fielder for the Phillies. They used to call him the Secretary of Defense.
Remember that? Boy, that, I tell you what. Now, see, I'm a little bit older than you are, so I go all the way back. Some of my baseball heroes was Yaz. Remember Yaz?
Oh, Yastrzemski.
You are a baseball fan. I loved old Yaz. Boy, that just about broke my heart when they lost the series. Let's see, that was probably 68 or 70. Yeah, somewhere back there. All right, now, I tell you what. I'm going to ask you a baseball trivia question. And if you can answer this one, you're just going to have, you're going to have my respect. Okay? You ready? Who is the only player to have won a Golden Gloves and played for the same franchise in three different cities and started off with Babe Ruth?
Just give me a, my wheels are spinning here. Give me a couple seconds to render my official answer. I'm processing.
We're looking it up on the Google.
Unfortunately, so I'm legit. I'm literally just processing, and the squirrels are turning the squirrel wheel in my brain here. Hold on.
Well, I'll give you a hint. Major league team that was franchised in three different cities.
And okay, I'm gonna have to give. I was running using the city's parameter. I was thinking, well, you had the Philadelphia Athletics. Were in Philadelphia, then Oakland. You had the Atlanta Braves from Milwaukee and Atlanta. Then you had the New York Giants, which is New York and San Fran. And I'm just going to have to... What's the answer?
Played for the Boston Braves. Then the Braves moved to Milwaukee. Then the Braves moved to Atlanta in 65, and Eddie Matthews was one of the most unsung baseball greats ever was. He was incredible, and he batted right behind Ted Williams one year, and he was just an incredible ball player. Eddie Matthews played for the Boston Braves, the Milwaukee Braves, and finished his career in 67 when I was 12 in Atlanta.
My hat's off to you. That Eddie Matthews, I'm very familiar with the name. You know, so the name definitely rings a bell. But I forgot all about the fact that the Braves originally started off in Boston. I kind of knew that, knew it, but didn't know it. But Eddie Matthews, that's great. He's definitely, I guess he's a Hall of Famer, but I didn't know that he also batted behind Ted Williams. Ted Williams was one of my dad's heroes. Said he had the best, was probably one of the, if not the best, true pure hitter in the history of baseball.
You're absolutely right. Man, you really do love the game, I tell you. That's nice to hear, I tell you. Not, you know, people, a lot of these kids today look at a baseball game and go, this is boring. They just don't.
The baseball is boring, just doesn't know the game. The baseball is an intricate game of strategy, and anybody that understands the strategic part of the ball game and the baseball just gives you so many aspects and variables and dimensions that it's hard not to be a baseball fan once you truly understand the game. But if someone is flipping the channels and just looking for eye candy and action all the time, then they'll gravitate toward football.
Busting heads, and I'll tell you something, I just don't watch the NFL anymore. It's just, nah. So, hang on here, I got some traffic I got to look at. Hold on a minute.
right, just hanging on the line, listening to you, my friend. Come with it.
I just watched this idiot roll right into the back of another car. He just at a stop sign, at a four-way stop, he just kind of let it roll right up into the back of this guy. I'm telling you, you just can't think stupid.
They are among us, my friend. It's chilling to think about that, but yeah, they're around us all the time. It's kind of like swimming in the murky surf surrounded by sharks.
Let's rephrase what I just said. He's probably not stupid. He's just got the attention span of a gnat.
The road hazard, and I hope he's ticketed and charged for fault in the accident, and who knows, maybe he'll learn. Probably not, but maybe he'll learn something.
I think he busted his grill a little bit, but beyond that, he was in a sedan, and it ran into the back of a pickup truck, and that hitch, one of those drop hitches? He just put it right into his grill. Oh, man, I tell you. Laugh a minute. Well, listen, I got to stop here. I just passed the four-way stop, and they're sitting down there, and I pulled into the Dollar General. I got to get a gallon of milk before I go home, or I'm going to have a beating. And if you're back, I'll give you a holler when I come back out, see if you're still there. Give me that call sign one more time. It's RNN, right?
Romeo Mike Mike. Romeo Mike Mike. Q4RMM. Kurt, Eastside High School. You're Steve, and are you N4ZLK or LZK?
ZLK is Shane, and I'm KN4VWA, Steve. So, all right, bud, I'll jump out of here. I may be back in just a little bit. So, try to behave yourself in the meantime, and don't drive into the back of anybody.
I don't know, man. I try not to promise things I can't deliver on, but I appreciate the well wishes. I'm going to be pulling up in my driveway here just shortly, so just show me clear on your last. Have a great delivery. It's always a blast talking to you, man. I enjoy it. You bust me up here. But I'm going to go ahead and find me a baseball trivia question. I'm going to write it down on a 5x7 card. I'm going to keep it in my car here. The next time I catch you on the radio, I'm going to hit you with this trivia question. Is that fair?
Sounds like a winner. Now, I'm not that good at the baseball trivia because I really concentrate on the teams that I follow. So, well, listen, that sounds like a winner, bud. We'll keep ourselves sharp. And in the meantime, I'm going to give you a new New Year's resolution, okay?
Bad enough, but come along with it.
Do like me. Quit getting caught. 73's KN4VWA. Clear.
Hey, Steve. Enjoyed it, my friend. Show me clear as well. KN4RMM.
4CEF Mobile.
4HX. Hey, Andrew.
Patrick.
Great. How about yourself?
I'm on my way home from work. How about you?
Just home. How'd your first day over there go?
I'm just trying to speed acclimate myself to the way they do things.
It could be that much different since it's in the same plant.
I think so, but somehow it's like being in two totally separate plants.
I guess it could be that way, but I just figure since they're in the same place, they're going to use the same processes.
Similarities, but somehow the two different halls develop two different... I mean, definitely some similarities, but the way their day runs is totally different.
Pretty much the same job in this new place, new hall?
Managing associates, but the content of the area that I'm responsible for has changed drastically. So that's where I really have to get acclimated, knowing my stuff, my parts, like headliner, the dash, just knowing what all they do and everything. So that way when I go to a meeting and I have to talk about something that's wrong, I'm not just shooting from the cuff. I actually know what I'm talking about.
So you're doing interior now instead of, say, engines or exterior on the car?
Yeah, I really had interior was the seats. Now I've got, and I had glass. Now I've got a lot of interior parts and, you know, the headliner and the dash itself, the carpet, and let's see what else we got. Like the master cylinder and the ABS system and whatnot and stuff under the hood.
Were you going to have a little bit of time to get used to that? That's a little bit different than glass and seats and that kind of thing.
Tedious stuff that could go wrong a whole lot easier. So it's definitely going to take some time.
You got some good people over there to work with, a good crew.
It's just kind of hard to tell right now. You know, kind of got to get into the group, I guess. But, you know, it is what it is. I got to run my area. So we'll go from there. How was your day?
My day was really productive today, so I was glad. It was a nice, productive day.
Your truck again?
And I had the truck. Now if I could just get a little more product in there, we'd be doing better.
Getting better anytime soon, I don't think.
So, but you never know. They could surprise me.
Okay.
I was always told, plan for the worst and hope for the best.
For my DMR radio, did I? Max, that I bored a hole in my ceiling in my living room, so it runs out, and I used to use it for just odds and ends, like throw a 10-meter dipole up. But, you know, if I want to get on the PRN network or the Western North Carolina DMR, I had to go outside basically to be able to hit the repeater. So I had a 2-meter, 70-centimeter ground plane, little SO239, or I guess it's the female side of it. Anyway, I built an antenna out of it years back. That was my first kind of antenna. And I took it up in the attic, mounted it on that coax, and got it hung up. So now I can actually pick up the PRN and key up the Western North Carolina, the DMR repeater in Hendersonville, just from the inside the house instead of having to go outside where it's cold.
You know, I've got an extra antenna, and I never even thought, even crossed my mind, to see if I could use it that way on my handheld, on my DMR.
Pulling another one up outside, but, I mean, just getting up in the attic, I mean, it seems to have made a huge difference. I mean, before, inside the house, I couldn't key up the one in Hendersonville, but, you know, it could just be that the leaves are off, but still, that's pretty impressive for 70 centimeters.
I'm with you, though. That little hotspot that Russell's built, looking into building another one of those.
I want it just for the opportunity to try it out. I mean, because I did. I bought mine straight out. Have no clue how it works besides just the software. It'd be nice to kind of build one and understand the components that are in it, which, you know, two boards and the screen and the little hats that you got to solder together with the boards. So, I mean, it don't like an overly complicated project. Still, it'd be cool to do.
See, I think I might look into that, and the price is right.
Okay, I mean, $50, you can put that in your car running off a cigarette lighter or something, and you can just leave it in there all the time and not have to worry about it. I mean, the one I got at the house, it's super expensive, but still, to have a $100-something hotspot sitting in the truck in the heat or whatever, I don't know about that.
What I was thinking about it for is leaving it in the tool truck.
I mean, all you got to do is just have it programmed to pick up on the hotspot from your phone, and we're just fine.
Stone hotspot.
So you have to pay for, like, internet cell phone service for your truck.
Verizon hotspots that I can take in and out, but I just leave it with the tool truck.
At all? I'm doing, before I ended up swapping providers to Google Fi. Now I can just use my phone, but still, it would be nice to have one all the time.
How is that Google Fi going for you?
It's pretty good. You know, there's times, you know, like when we were in the backwoods of Anderson, that my son could get a signal on AT&T and I couldn't on Google Fi, but overall, it's worked really good, and to be able to have unlimited data and a hotspot, and I think I've got mine and my son on there now, my youngest, and it's only like $120 a month for the unlimited data and everything.
I have to look into that and see if it works around Greenville a lot better. Verizon up in Cherrydale and Traveler's Rest, for some reason, is real spotty.
Mine is just based off of T-Mobile, and I think the other provider was U.S. Cellular or something like that. But it just piggybacks on their service. So if you can get T-Mobile, you can get Google Fi.
I can get T-Mobile or not. But I know U.S. Cellular works better right here at the house than Verizon does.
Depending on what kind of phone you got, you can, I don't know if you can try the service or not, but, I mean, you go online and you sign up for Google Fi, they'll send you the SIM card and everything before you even activate it, and once you get it in, then you can activate it. But I think you can go on T-Mobile service and see their map. It's pretty well covered. You know, they bought Sprint out, so they got a pretty huge network. KO4CE.
Bought Sprint out, or, yeah, Sprint, what was it, 2020, I believe it was, or somewhere around there. So they should have improved their network drastically with that. But, Andrew, I'm at home now, so I'm going to say 7-3. You be careful on into the house, and maybe we can talk later tonight. KO4HX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Patrick, I appreciate you keeping me company. I've only got a couple more miles to go, and I'll be pulling in the driveway as well. So hopefully we do all right this evening. And I got to be early, so we'll see about that. But either way, you have a good one, 7-3, and hopefully I'll ask you another morning. KO4, see ya. I'll be clear.